Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry. Don't waste a moment wondering.
That's the Atlanta Rhythm section bringing us back. When everything goes wrong, you have to go on and do it or die. That's our theme song, Small Business Owners, right? That's an old song from ARS, but every time I hear that song, I think about us. We against all odds, small business owners, you do it or you die. You're in it to the end. You're all in, and that's the reason why you're my heroes. Somebody else who thinks you're our heroes, or you're his hero, is Bob Nagin. Bob's here. Bob is the co-author, along with Susan Nagin, of Marketing Your Retail Store and Whizbang Training, his outstanding retail training store. I'm Jim Blasingame. I think I said that. You know who I am. And we're glad to have Bob here. Hey, Bob, welcome back. Thanks again for being here. We've been talking about the customer experience.
Hey, can I interrupt first?
Yeah.
Can I interrupt you for 1 second? So one of the reasons that I love to listen to your show, or one of the reasons that I love to be on your show, is I know every song you play by heart. You know, so we must be about the same age. Cause I'm
yeah.
36 a year.
I'm 37. Yeah, that's right.
I was like, oh, I saw Atlanta Rhythm Section in a little club in Denver when they were on their first tour. You know?
Yeah, that was a while ago. We were just kids.
That
though.
Was a while ago.
We were just babies ago. When that was happening. So,
yeah.
So folks, Bob, as I've told you before, he and his team, they're retail experts. They're Main Street experts. And they've forgotten more about how to be successful on Main Street than most people ever know. And you created an online training program that I want you to tell us about. Not about the what it takes to be part of it yet, but about what's
right.
in the curriculum. Why did you
yeah.
think that this is important?
Sure. Well, here's what we see.
Remind us what
that,
it's called.
Well, you know, it's called the Retail Sales Academy. And what we saw, and for your retailers out here, you know exactly what I'm talking about, is that it's so often there's no sales training. Quite often there's product training, but there's not sales training. It's for a couple of reasons. Is that, you know, most retailers get into business because they love their products. You know, I love kites, so I open a kite store. The person who loves dogs, open a pet shop. But they don't know how to sell. Or they don't know how to teach their people how to sell.
Mm-hmm.
And it's real frustrating when to watch a team member go out there on the floor and engage a customer, or worse yet.
Or not engage them.
Help you.
In baseball, there's a game, there's a play called the proximity play. You know what that is?
No, I don't.
So when the shortstop is going over to cover second in a double play, and the second baseman tosses the ball underhanded to shortstop as the runner is sliding into the base, well, the runner knows he's going to be out, so he tries to take out the shortstop.
Right.
And if the shortstop is jumping the runner to keep him getting killed, and gets in the vicinity of second base, now it doesn't have to touch it, the ump will give them the out.
Right.
It's called a vicinity play. And this is what I say. Some of these people who wait on you, they're not waiting on you. They're just doing the vicinity play. They're just in your vicinity.
That's so brilliant, Jim. May I use that?
Yeah.
Because that's exactly
now
what
you I'm, have to give so, me credit the first two times. After
I,
that, it's yours.
I will give you credit.
But no, it's called a vicinity play, and that's what these people are doing. They're just in your vicinity, and maybe they'll recognize you or something.
But then they think they're doing your job. And so now you got to be fair to a lot of the employees because they haven't been trained. So
right.
selling is a skill. Some people are talented at it. You know, talent is something that comes naturally. Skill is something you learn. And, you know, like I was a natural, I had talent as a retail salesperson. I imagine you did too. But what I found was that so many of our salespeople, once, you know, they were not talented, but once you taught them, once you trained them, they became really, really skilled salespeople. So it's just selling is a skill. It needs to be trained. And if the owner isn't training them how to sell, they can't expect them to be successful.
And I'll tell you something else, Bob. In our generation, nobody had to teach us how to wait on customers and say thank you. They had to teach us the products, but there was something about baby boomers that we knew how to say thank you, and we did. Nobody ever told me, Blessing Game, you need to make sure you say thank you to customers. But the younger generations, and I'm not giving them a hard time, it's just the way they were raised. They don't know how to do that. They don't know that it's important.
And that's exactly right. And to your point earlier, so what we teach in the Retail Sales Academy is we teach a process called the 6 steps to the perfect purchase. And first of all, the perfect purchase is what makes the Retail Sales Academy different than any other selling out there, because most sales training programs focus on making a great sale, big numbers, you know, high margins, things like that. What the perfect purchase teaches is focusing on the customer.
Right.
The business sells, the customer purchases. And if you can get that person into exactly the right thing, everything they need, you know.
Bob, I need you to give us a website so folks can get there.
Okay, retailsalesacademy.com.
All right, so check it out, folks, and you'll thank me later. Hey, will you give them a discount if they tell you they heard about it from my show?
Yeah, absolutely.
Love them up or so. Give them some love. Send them a book or something.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'll give you some love. So here's what I've done.
I got to go, Bob. You just be nice to him. I know you will. Bob Nagin, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.